Philadelphia isn't just more dangerous than it's been in years, given the record-breaking homicides, but it's also darker. According to a report from the Philadelphia Inquirer, broken streetlights complaints this year have tripled over 2020. The dark streets not only promote crime, some have said, but in at least one case, the darkness has made a crime harder to solve. The reason for the problem? A botched city contract. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to see how residents are reacting to this problem. This is Mad or Nah.
A tale of two blocks. One side looks nicely lit up, while the other's starving for light.
We are trying to address the problem as quickly as possible to get to every neighborhood. And we're asking everybody to just keep calling them in, be patient with us.
According to the city's streets department, there are 148,000 lights under its jurisdiction. More than 3,600 are out. If no more go dark, it would take until mid-January to have them all back up and working.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Oh, yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. As a result of the city allowing a light maintenance contract to lapse, Philly streets are darker than they've been in years, according to a report from the Philadelphia Inquirer. In fact, 311 complaints are averaging 3,000 per month, up from 900 a month the year prior. The darker streets are also making it harder to solve crimes via eyewitness accounts and surveillance footage. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask residents, does the large number of broken streetlights make them mad or not?
The streetlights, anything right here work. The officers just ain't doing their jobs, that's all.
Well, I live in four different halves where those lights work. They work up there, miss. Crime is so crazy out here, miss.
Are you mad? Oh, are you not mad?
Not really. I mean, I try to stay in the more well-lit areas, but it's not like excuses of lampposts. I mean, you see cops all the time driving right by people committing crimes in broad daylight. You know, it's not a lighting issue, you know. It's not like there's many pathways that are unlit, you know. Like, even every overpass has got, you know, a ton of lights of some kind.
I appreciate that. What part of the city do you represent?
In South Philly.
Keep your radios locked.
My name is Shy, and it does make me angry because that's just a poor excuse. I think we pay more in taxes than a little bit. The street lights is, it should be more lights than less lights. And yes, we do need those cameras on the street lights because they can catch a lot of license plates and criminals. So, you know, that's just another poor excuse, you know, so time to come up with something else.
What part of the city do you represent?
Oh, the Northeast.
Absolutely. I think the city can and should be doing more for public safety and to work against crime. I don't fault the police officers, but I think it's a small percentage of the population that's committing these crimes. And if we address it, it should be easily fixed. It would go a long way for, you know, resident safety.
Awesome. Thank you for that. If you don't mind just sharing your first name.
Peg.
What is there to be mad at?
Because I live up 6,000 block of 10th Street, and the street lights was out like 4 weeks. I leave out early in the morning, going to work, anything can happen. You know, it's dark. Somebody could be waiting for me. Somebody could be watching my pattern. It's dangerous. I call all the time because I get up in the morning, I have to go to work. So I call all the time when the lights are out. You know, the lights are out. I mean, they kind of fix it, but it's definitely a problem.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. What part of the city do you represent?
Fern Rock area.
Well, you know, I like to see the city looking well. I like to see things working properly. And as a taxpayer, I would hope that my tax money is used for it.
And what part of the city do you represent?
I live in Washington Square.
Yeah, the street lights definitely plays a big part because, like, if somebody's walking by, you know, somebody who's, like, non-color could walk by and they'll assume, oh, everything's all right. But somebody who has color could walk by and it's like, oh, that person looks suspicious.
So let me ask you, what part of the city do you represent?
I live down North Philly, so it's pretty bad over there.
It's had better lighted street lights so people can see better, so it can be more comfortable walking around. Like, for example, Tiffany Chester, where my friend works, got a newsstand at Jefferson Hospital. Them lights is always so them, and it's scary for people coming out, walking down the street, going to their cars or going to public transportation. They should have better lighted, you know, street lights, as well as, you know, more workable cameras so they can catch these people that's out here committing these crimes.
You don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I live in the West Oak Lane section. You call it East Germantown, yes.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
Would you call and try and get it fixed, or would you just live life under the dark?
I mean, I would call, but then they got to answer the phone.